mid-20th century salvation. I was certain I would never see home again. Under the desk, hands over my head, I waited for the hell-burning clouds of war to descend upon PS 125. I prayed for an invasion of avenging angels descending in flying saucers, heads larger than the moon, containing all the truths about love, religion, universal language, the story of time, about what was important to stop the insanity. This would unite the world. This intervention would bring a common hatred. These pure beings would be sacrificed on an altar of fear. Their message would be lost, so our nations could have a common enemy. But maybe, just maybe, some of their compassion, their spirit, their lessons would take hold. After all, there were those of us who cried for Nagasaki, for Hiroshima.